Hey, you're listening to Pink Pantyhose, where comedy meets feminism. I'm your host, Naya, and thank you all for listening to my podcast. You can do anything with your ears. You can clean your ears, you can pierce your ears, but the fact that you're giving me your ears to listen to my podcast, I greatly appreciate it. So today, we're talking about pleasing yourself on all things pleasure. I'm talking masturbation, sex toys, porn, the whole shebang. But before we jump into the episode for today, we gotta handle some business. I need y'all to share. I need you to subscribe, like, rate, leave some reviews, comments, all that jazz. Even a sprinkle of hateration, because are you really popping if you don't have haters? Nah, for real. I'm here for the honesty. Like, compliments are good, but we grow through constructive criticism. But anyways, so today's feminist lesson is there's no shame in pleasing yourself. So this episode was inspired by a recent situation I had. My homeboy, he sent me some money. Shout out to Chris. He's one of the most feminist-minded, human dignity-minded people that I know. And he sent me some money and I bought me a bullet because I needed a sex toy. And I am very pro clitoral stimulation, vibrators, all that jazz. I've yet to experience vaginal pleasure. So on my to-do list, y'all, I'm gonna work on it. So I like bullets because they're small, so you can travel with them. Usually they're inexpensive, depending on which one you buy, and it gets the job done. So recently my cycle had passed, and if you're a loyal Pink Pantyhose listeners, or if you just really know me, you know that I get super aroused when it's that time of the month. So I'm playing with myself, I'm doing my thing, and me being curious old Naya, I was like, let me just pop this bullet in, just slide it on in. So one thing about me is that I am not a fan of TMI. I share details about myself, and honestly, I wish we had more TMI moments amongst people, because we would normalize human experiences and people will be less insecure. Like, oh, you do that? I do that too. Now, I'm not saying share all your business, but there's some things that you're going through that other people are doing too. But nonetheless, your girl got that grip. So it slipped in and I got scared for a moment. Like, oh my gosh, how am I get it out? Like, imagine having to go to the emergency room. Nurse, what's wrong with the patient? Well, Miss Brooks got a toy stuck in her. Awkward. But I remained calm because a hectic mind can't get anything done. So I was like, Naya, just push it out. Because along with that grip, your girl got that wet. So it just slipped out like a slip and slide. Y'all remember Deep River Water Park? Deep River Water Park. Super splash-tastic. Hey. So yeah, that's what inspired the episode, that recent situation. And then also, it was so silly, y'all. I was so silly. So you should always wash toys that you use, because you can, I don't know the science behind it, but basically you can have some like bacteria, I don't know, but always wash the toys that you use, and also wash your genitals after having any form of sexual interaction or sexual pleasure. And I remember washing off the toys, just putting soap and water on it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to break. Like, it can't, it's too much water. And I was like, wait, it's a toy. Like, women are wet. It's okay. I still think I should have used like sex toy cleaner and a cloth, not just straight soap and water, but something better than nothing. But nonetheless, I am very pro sex toy masturbation. One of the reasons being, as I previously mentioned, it decreases the likelihood of contracting an STI. You know where you've been. Of course, you can still get like vaginitis or yeast infection. Okay, I'm not going to even go into the science of it. Just know, just clean yourself. Long story short, is way safer than having sex with a person or peoples. Also, I'm very pro sex toys, sexual pleasure, because it's a great opportunity to learn about yourself, explore yourself, like explore your body. Because oftentimes we get shamed for anything as women that relates to our body, our anatomy, if it's not benefiting someone. And then even when we try to please people, we still get shamed, like slut shame. It's real. And the other reason, one of the more important reasons, is I'm very pro masturbation, pro sex toy, is because it's no nonsense.
Because if you're like me, and you're unfortunately attracted to the male species, some guys, they just talk themselves out of some pussy. Like, we be here. He be this close to getting draws, y'all. This close. And then he'll say something like, whoops. Killed the dream. Like, ask for some nudes or hit you with a WYD. What am I doing? Not you anymore. So when you have toys or you masturbate, pleasure yourself, it's just you and you. Unless you're saying stupid stuff to yourself, then get it together. I don't know what's going on. Nah, but my relationship with sex toys, masturbation, it's a synergy. It's a whole circle of life. It started out with porn to masturbation. No, porn to toys, then masturbation. Full circle of life. So it began back in 2010 when I was looking at my cousin nephew's profile, his Facebook profile, and I saw one of his friends, and she was really pretty. I later found out it was a fake account because I saw her picture on multiple accounts. And something I learned later on is from this guy I was talking to for a hot second. He was like, yeah, that's how you crack credit cards. You make a fake account, you steal some pretty woman's picture, and then you start chit-chatting with guys, then you get their credit card info. I'm like, sir, how you know I'm not the FBI? you're real trustworthy right now. But anyways, it was a fake profile. And at the bottom of the profile picture, it had Tangas Mix. And I was like, what's Tangas Mix? And me being curious old Naya, I looked it up. And it was a porn site, y'all. And one of the videos that stood out to me, my first video I ever watched, was two women in a sauna playing with some ice and like kissing each other, licking each other. I was like, oh. And this was at a time where I was definitely more sexually open-minded, like exploring, entertaining the idea of being pleasured by a woman or pleasing a woman. So it really caught my attention. And then ever since then, I would sneak and watch porn in the computer labs at my alma mater or late at night in the library. Thank God I never fell asleep at the computer while watching porn. Oh my gosh, that would have been so embarrassing. But I wouldn't be surprised if someone caught me or they saw me, but they didn't say anything to me. And it was really awkward, y'all. One of my homies, his name was James, he and I were talking, and then he had mentioned, like, yeah, there was somebody watching porn at the library. And I was like, yeah, get it how you live it. And he was talking about a man. And he was like, no, that's not cool. People be having their kids up here. And I was like, ooh. So fast forward to my second year of college. I'm a sophomore. It's 2011, 2010, and I officially become a women's and gender studies major. Because of my past experiences with sexuality, I concentrated on gender and sexuality courses. And one of the classes I took was called Performance of Gender and Sexuality. It was partial acting and some readings. And in one of the classes, we watched an episode of Sex and the City, specifically the episode about the rabbit. And I never watched Sex and the City before. And I'm not going to front. A small portion of me felt more aroused after leaving all the classes. But another part of me was just super horny and deprived. Because I told myself, pump the brakes on having sex, Naya. Because I would binge and have sex in high school. Like, I would have sex, 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 take a break. Sex, 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 take a break. Nigga, 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 take a break. Nigga, nigga, break. And I told myself, Naya, you don't want to be known as a hoe in college. So I was abstinent. I tried to get my freak on, but you know, guys, they just, yeah. But anyways, so I remember leaving my Performance of Gender and Sexuality class, and I told myself, I'm tired of being horny. I want a sex toy, and I want it now. I want it all. No, but I get on a train because I went to school in Chicago, went to the North Side, went to Lover's Lane. And I'm talking to the sales associate. Side note, another reason why you should buy sex toys, or why I'm a fan of them, is when you buy sex toys, usually you're supporting a woman. Because from my experiences, women sell sex toys. I mean, I've yet to meet a man who has done it. So circulate that feminine dollar. And her and I were talking, and basically when it comes to toys, you want to at least spend $70 to $90 on a good toy, long lasting. And I got two toys. One was a purple one, And then another one was like a primrose pink and purple one. It had like a fob to put in like your vagina, and then another part for like clitoral stimulation. And it was like four little testicles. I really used the thob part. That really did anything. But the part for like the clit, the vibration, and it had the different speeds and the different tempos and all that. It was really great, y'all. It was absolutely amazing. And ever since then, watching porn, playing with myself, using the toys, whenever I got the chance. And I remember 2012, I was 20 years old. Shout out to my 90s babies, 92. And I remember spring break. And I went home because my sophomore year in college, I started getting homesick. And I told myself I'll come home more consistently. So for that entire week, I went to go see my family in the suburbs. And I told myself I'll play with myself all day, all night long in my residence hall. But I will never bring a toy into my parents' Christian house. So it's spring break. I'm on my period. And like y'all know, super horny. So I was like, what am I gonna do? I had my phone with me. And I was like, well, just do like the toys do, Naya. Use your fingers and just move your fingers really fast. Like, zzzz. And for those of you who have never experienced an orgasm, I would describe it as you're a robot. And you're slowly moving. And then your robot starts to malfunction. It's like, and then the robot just shuts off. That's what it's like to orgasm. And I experienced my first orgasm at the age of 20. I've yet to experience an orgasm from a man. I look forward to it one day. And when I came from fingers alone and no toys, that was like, I can see clearly now the rain has gone. It was a real epiphany moment. I don't even know if that's the right word, because I struggled so much with experiencing pleasure. Like, I can get wet. That ain't no issue. I got that down pat. But actually coming and experience full sexual pleasure, that was a new experience to me. And I remember like the first couple of times when I used a toy and I came, I was so scared. Like, I would stop myself before I would come because I'd be moving so fast. But when I was able to come without a toy, that was just like, wow, transition into womanhood. So in 2013, this was my senior year in college, and New Year's Eve, I went to Florida to visit one of my line sisters, and I went off Plenty of Fish. This was when I was hardcore online dating, and I met this Haitian guy named Andrew. Ooh, he was so chocolatey. Ooh, and he was nice. He was so nice. Like, he was very pro-consent, human dignity, have a conversation, but he was also freaky. So Andrew and I, like, you know, he started licking me and all that, and I couldn't feel anything. And he was like, well, because you're using them sex toys, your clit is overstimulated. I could take that perspective. But also, I think some men say that just because they're not proficient in sexual pleasure. Like, don't blame me. It's all you. No, but I'll never forget one of my homegirls. She said that, like, when you masturbate, you desire a distinct sexual arousal. So sending all the good vibes to people who have yet to experience sexual pleasure the way they want it to. So yeah, I look forward to the day I'll experience vaginal pleasure and pleasure with a man. So ever since then, I have used toys and masturbated and watched porn in so many different places, like at my friend's cribs or when I came home to visit my parents. I broke that rule. After a while, I was like, let me just use this toy. The wildest and freakiest place I've masturbated was on a Greyhound or a Megabus, because in 2015, I lived in St. Louis and I took the bus from St. Louis to Chicago. It's a 5-hour bus ride with only breakdowns if you're lucky. And I knew that there was no Wi-Fi on the bus in like that central Illinois area. So I made sure to download an MP4 of the video to watch it and please myself. Yeah, get it how you live it. I am very much a tourist. When I get what I want when I want it. And then some other crazy things I've done in college. I told my roommate, I was like, can I have some privacy? I need to meditate. She's like, okay, I'll leave. Meditate was a euphemism for masturbation. And then just the silliest things, y'all. The silliest places. And just being open with people about it. And now, 7 years later, I will say I've slowed down, like specifically 2020, because I feel like prior to the age of 20, I was way more productive, way more ambitious. But then when porn came into the mix, it slowed me down. And also, I'm slowing down on watching porn because I'm slowly unlearning that self-love and like my confidence is going to come from me. Like, I can't rely on a man for love. And anything you do in life, if you're trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? Something that a pastor said. I know I'm talking about Jesus and porn. Great. But he said, like, with threesomes, why he don't support them is because giving someone a new appetite is not going to help the situation. So me watching porn, that's just planted a seed in my head to desire men more, because I'll see men and women having sex together and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want a man. Or I would hurry up and go on a dating app, look for a man to have some sexual pleasure, some type of attention and affection from him, and it didn't turn out good. It was just a big waste of time, because, you know, guys our age, or just dating, not even guys our age, the dating landscape now is very pro-ghosting. So nonetheless, I had to slow down on watching porn so I could take men out my mind, really, and just focus on me and uplifting myself. And then also just being less body conscious, because usually women in porn look amazing. So decreasing the opportunities to have like body image issues and all those forms of insecurities. Now I've limited myself to only watching porn once a month, or masturbating once a month when it's that time of the month, because hey, your girl needs it. And for anyone trying to break a habit, you don't have to go cold turkey. Just slow down, decrease it. And over time, you just won't desire it anymore. Like, very few and far between do I desire to masturbate, use toys, watch porn. So it's a work in progress, but it's part of my journey. And anyone who is listening to this, I'm definitely pro. Get your freak on with yourself. Learn yourself. Explore yourself. You deserve to experience pleasure. So that's my podcast. Thank you all for listening to Pink Pantyhose, where comedy meets feminism. I'm your host, Naya. Until next time, bye.